And that was Jeff Tweedy from his triple album, Twilight Override. That song was called Enough here on the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrew DeZingle here. Joined by the franchise, Jen Kellen. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for joining us this morning. I hope you're not too buried in snow wherever you are. We'd love to hear from you and hear how much snow you got, what the roads are like, where you're at. If you're a kid, what are you doing with your extra 2 hours? I mean, so that's a dumb question. They're sleeping. Never mind.
They are listening.
They didn't even hear that. Text us, 218-326-1234. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
I mean, I guess, like, if they heard about it last night, you would be like, probably sleep in. But when I was a kid, I remember when it's like, oh, school's 2 hours late, you wake up anyway because you're like,
it's free time.
Yeah.
It's bonus.
I can do whatever I want. I can watch cartoons. I can drink, eat cereal.
Yes. It's like classic Kelvin and Hobbes. You're having sugar bombs. Cartoons are on. Your eyeballs are like spirals. And then you go to school.
I just saw a Kelvin and Hobbes strip. The one where he's like, ew, what is this at dinner time? And she's like, it's spider pie. If you don't like them, you can just take the legs out and stick them to the side. And then he's like,
really? This is delicious.
And then the dad's like, I don't feel like eating tonight. And the kid's like, it is kind of good.
That man was a genius. I am such a huge fan of Calvin and Hobbes.
What about The Far Side? Where do you stand on
like
him?
I love The Far Side. More than Calvin and Hobbes, you
know? I probably have gone back to more Far Side strips then.
Augie went through a huge Calvin and Hobbes phase. And
well,
so,
every kid should.
I know. It should be required, really.
It should be required reading as a child. Like, if you want to get a kid to start reading, it'll be Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes. So I got to reread all of them. Just great. I should dig them out.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of in pieces, honestly. They got read so hard.
Oh, really?
Books. Yeah.
I brought some from home, but I know there's more at home that I need to get, so maybe next time. Support comes from Paul Bunyan Communications, offering technology for businesses, including cloud solutions, cybersecurity services, network management, and more, all with local customer service and support. Paul Bunyan Communications, Northern Minnesota's local broadband cooperative.
Support also comes from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984. performing auto body and collision repair, as well as auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com.
And the sun is trying to shine out a little bit out there, but it is going to be a 30% chance of snow still this morning, possible flurries. Otherwise, it should be a cloudy day. Highs around 14 to 18 degrees, north-northwest winds up to 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows near 3 below, northwest winds around 5. Tomorrow, slight chance of snow around noon, otherwise it should be mostly cloudy with highs 10 to 15 degrees. Calm wind, evening lows around 1 below to 4 above.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So we got all this beautiful new snow, and it's going to get really cold. Are you going to try to ski quick before it gets cold, or will you ski even when it is cold?
I won't have time to ski before it gets cold.
Okay.
Maybe on Sunday, because I think it's supposed to be like back to like a high of 10, maybe.
Okay.
So maybe I'll try to go on Sunday. How about you?
Now that I have that new fur hat to wear, I think I could, I think I could handle the cold.
Yeah.
I might try it.
You could wear a light breezer jacket and that hat will be enough.
And my giant fur hat.
They say most of the heat comes off of the top of the head or the bottom of your feet.
That's true. So warm.
You just need good socks and you've got the hat.
Yep.
You're set.
I'm set. We'll see. We'll see. I have a ton of Christmas stuff to catch up
on. What do you mean?
Shopping.
We already heard you're not baking.
I have to buy the ingredients, so I risk it. That's not easy. Gifts.
That's true. I've only bought one gift so far.
Have you put a tree up?
Oh, no, I haven't yet.
Okay, you don't have time to ski either.
Oh, man.
You better play the record.
So, it's now time for From the Vault, where you play something from the KBXE Vinyl Library. And as a way to encourage our volunteers that volunteer here at the Bemidji Studio to go back in the KBXE Vinyl Library and check out what we got there. We got plenty of great albums there to choose from. And this morning we're going to hear from Billie Holiday from her album Lady in Satin. This song is called I'm a Fool to Want You.
I'm a fool to want you. I'm a fool to want you. To want a love that can't be true. A love that's there are others too. I'm a fool to hold you. Such a fool to hold you. To seek a kiss, not mine alone. To share a kiss the devil has known. It's wrong. danced me round, but right around I can't get along without you. Without you.
And that was Billie Holiday with I'm a Fool to Want You from Lady in Satin from the Vault from the KBXE Vinyl Library.
Excellent choice. Love Billie Holiday.
You're tuned in to the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrew DeZingle here with the franchise Jen Kellen. We receive support from the Lake Country Journal, a lifestyle magazine since 1997, a local publication sharing stories from the heart of Minnesota about the places to go, things to do, and people to know in Lake Country. LakeCountryJournal.com.
Support also comes from Hug Hydronics, committed to making in-floor heating simple, providing in-floor heating solutions for both commercial and residential. More information at HUGHydronics.com.
It's time now for Best Wishes. We do our best to wish our friends and neighbors happy birthday and happy anniversary for today, December 10th.
We have one anniversary. Mary and Chuck Corwin in Cohasset are celebrating an anniversary.
Happy anniversary
to you.
And John Noring from Bemidji is celebrating a birthday today. And Samantha Yuddle from Bemidji is turning 9 today.
What a great age.
Great.
Do you remember 9?
Perfect for Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, yes. Hopefully she's going to get a Calvin and Hobbes comic book for her birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. So in celebration, we're going to play a tune for you. This is the Olympians with a song to remind us about much warmer weather. This song is called California.
Thank you.
All right. That was the song California by the Olympians from their new album In Search of a Revival. If you have a birthday or anniversary to share, text us at 218-326-1234. All right. We got some big news going on tonight. You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrew DeZingle here with the franchise, Jen Kellen. And we can confirm that Malachi Coons will be hosting Headwaters here at the KBXE studio.
That's breaking news.
So mark your calendars, 9 o'clock this morning to 11. You'll want to check it out. But we've got other things going on here at the KBXE studio. Going on tonight, we're hosting a book swap event for all book lovers. They are invited. And bring a book, take a book from 5:30 to 7:30. You can talk about your favorite books with fellow readers, staff, and What We're Reading host, Tammy Bobrowski, who joins us now. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Good morning, everyone.
So, can you tell us what is happening tonight at the
Book swap, yeah.
I was trying to think of a good name for it, but I couldn't think of Book swap extravaganza?
We struggled with, like, trying to figure out what to name it to. Yep. Kind of wanted some catchy alliteration.
Books XE.
Yeah.
Was not well appreciated. Going,
yeah. That was a fail. yeah, we're doing a book swap. This kind of came about because I was really inspired by the community outreach stuff you guys were doing during the last fundraiser. We were doing the music. Help me out here. The music trivia.
Guess the groove.
And then the judge the jam thing. Mm-hmm. I thought, I wonder if we can do something involving books because we have such a great readership among our KAXE members. So we came up with the idea of a book swap. People have books that they probably want to get rid of or pass on to somebody else, and then maybe in turn they can get new books from other people. And it seemed like a great time to do it because of the holidays coming up.
Yep. So like if you're in need of a gift, you can trade a book in and get a new one to give to a loved one. Maybe it's a book you've already read, so it'd be even easier to give it away instead of keeping it.
There are some books like that. It's like, I loved this book, I've read it, I don't want to just get rid of it.
Right.
But I shouldn't have it taking up space on my shelf.
What about Lonesome Dove? That's a big one.
It's a giant one. I love that book. You haven't read that yet.
No, not yet.
There's a whole series. There is. It's a long winter.
Have you read Lonesome Dove?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't either. Oh, you guys. You're so lucky that you get to read it for the first time. I love it. I loaned my copy out and I have not gotten it back.
So I would
bring it to the swap.
Is there anyone we know?
That's for off air.
I have to say, Jen, I am so thankful that you didn't shame us for not having read it, but instead said, I'm so jealous that you get to read it. And I love that because I'm kind of tired of people shaming other people for not having, you know, listened to a band or seen this movie or read a certain book, because that's starting to get at me because, I mean, we all have different schedules and different lives, so
there's
we can't possibly
much.
Read the same thing. So I'm so glad you framed it like that.
Oh, yeah. It's true. I'm so like, because there are some books like that too. You're like, oh, if I could read that again for the first time.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. But I want to encourage people, bring books that you've read or books maybe that you feel like you've tried many times and just can't get into. But, you know, what do you want to do with that? Don't bring a book that you want to treasure just to bring a book. if you think you're going to read it, keep it at home and on your shelf. But if you want to kind of join this kind of community type event, find some books that you want to bring. You can bring more than one book, and see what happens. This is kind of new, so we're kind of just anticipating. We're not sure what we're anticipating, but we're hopeful that people will show up and take a look at books and talk books with each other.
Yeah. So this is a chance because we are going to have name tags for everybody.
Yeah.
And they'll have their favorite book of all time and a recent book that they loved.
Ooh,
so
good
conversation starters, I think.
Would you
put Lonesome Dove on yours, Jen Kelly?
Well, I should. How long can the name tag be for favorite
books? It's actually a half sheet.
Because that's hard.
Sheet.
You're good, Andrew. You are good at picking out like a favorite of something.
Yeah, I don't Sweat it at all.
No, and I am terrible. I'm like, what about this? What about that? So
yeah, I'll change it next time.
And the wording is, what is one of your favorite books? Because that's I think, relief. Asking someone for their absolute favorite is really hard and kind of unfair.
Yeah.
So if you are listening and you're going to come, start thinking about your, some of your favorite books, we're also asking, like, what book are you currently reading or have just read? And then your name. And this is just so that, you know, as we're walking around and you catch, you happen to glance up and catch the title of a book you just read from on somebody else.
Yep.
You can kind of strike up a conversation and see what you both thought of it. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a great way of introducing yourself, especially if you're an introvert and you don't actually want to walk up to people. You can kind of like glance across the room and see see certain book titles on people's name tags. So
yeah, because just because it's a book swap event, we're not expecting you to just come in, leave a book, take a book, and then get out of here. We want you to stick around. We want to make this a community event and grow your community together by, and one of those things that everyone loves talking about is like the books they just read. Yes. Like, it's fun to talk about.
Absolutely. Nothing else is so fun to see in a person as when they light up when they're talking about this book that they just read.
Yes.
We also have, we're going to have like a craft corner.
Oh,
we've got all kinds of paper and craft goods for making bookmarks. So if you want to sit down and hang out a little bit, we'll have all kinds of supplies to do that. Hopefully we're also going to have the Bemidji Public Library. Someone will come here. One of their staff members will be here to, if you don't have a library card yet, you can sign up for that on the spot.
Oh, cool.
They'll also have, I believe, I haven't confirmed this, but they might have this kind of swag wheel where you can spin the wheel and get a promotional item from them. And also the Red Door Bookstore will be here too with a table of a selection of books for you to purchase. If you don't find anything in the swap, or if you want to buy even more books and help support the public library, we'll have that here too.
The Red Door is one of my favorite little Christmas shopping stops.
Yep, used book, really good used
really
books.
Good, good
and the
condition.
Money, of course, supports the Bemidji Public Library.
Which is great. So a question people might have is, so let's say you bring three books. Do you get to take three books?
Absolutely. if you want to just take one, that's fine. I mean, I think we're just kind of, we don't want to police the tables. So if you bring three books, you can take three books. If you only want to take one, bring three books, take one. I heard Heidi Holton say this the other day. My assumption for some reason is that we'll have more books than people will take. And I think that's just the way it's going to work based on taste and odds. So I think we might even be encouraging people to take a couple more books than what they brought. So we'll kind of figure that out as we go. But certainly come in with your books and check out what's going to be here and talk with us. We love talking about books.
DJ Dang told me he was going to bring 50 books.
Oh, so no.
We'll see if
no,
he actually does.
Not.
We'll see if he does.
I don't know, 50. you might want to go, not too crazy, but because of space. But maybe a good armful is probably an approximate maximum.
That might be the one thing you police.
Yeah.
Not so many books.
But it's hard to turn people away who bring in books, right?
So we heard from you last week, Tammy, about the Cameron Crowe biography. Is there any other books that you've read recently that you'd recommend to our listeners?
That book was so fun to read, just as a music lover and a fan of his movies. So I hope people get to check that out. I did just finish The Road to Tender Hearts?
Okay.
Road to Tenderness.
The Road to Tender Hearts.
The Road to Tender Hearts.
Yes, because it's the book club
It is the book club book. I saw that and I had read a book from that. Annie Hartnett is the author, and I'd read a book of hers previously that I enjoyed. And I just finished that, and that was a really fun... It's a road trip book, but it's so much more. It's a man in his 60s. Is the new guardian to a couple of 10-year-olds, and they go on a he and his daughter and the kids go on a road trip and across the from Maryland down to Arizona, and they stop at different museums and it's it's a road trip book, and that's the fun part of it. But she, the writer, is so good at storytelling, and there's other aspects of their lives that are kind of pulled into it. So she's got a great style of writing, and it was just a really fun read. Kind of a good palate cleanser for me, because I needed a book to before I go into my next book.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
Ooh, what's next?
I have several books that are next. Several piles all over my house, and I'm either going to get into another book about music. I'm not remembering the name specifically, and I have a couple of, I'm going to jump back into some fantasy, sci-fi type books too.
Excellent. So the event is going on tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. You don't have to show up right at 5:30. It's not that type of event.
Right.
It's come and go as you please kind of situation.
And if you do show up at 5:30, we will have some books ready to go. We have brought in a few bags of books in case you're one of those early people, and you're afraid that you show up and there's not going to be any books on the table.
Sorry, you're the only book. I guess you got to take it back.
So there will be books to choose from right at 5:30.
Yeah. Good. That's good.
Yeah, and we'll have some snacks and drinks available. It's going to be a good mingling event.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, it's perfect. We just got all this snow. You got time to curl up with a good book.
Yeah, it's going to be negative 15 this weekend, right, so why not curl up with a book?
Yeah,
get
absolutely.
That blanket on your legs and whatnot.
And I do want to say that if this, we do hope to do this in Grand Rapids at the KAXE studio maybe next month. So hopefully those of you who are out of town and can't make it that far, we'll get a chance to do something closer to your area.
Great.
Absolutely. We'd love to see you tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 at the KBXE studio here in Bemidji. Well, thank you for joining us, Tammy.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
We'll see you
Good
later.
To see you.
Now we're going to play a tune from Deep Sea Diver. Which song are we hearing, Jen?
Shovel. I dedicate this to Andrew.
Shovel, it's pointed at the tip like Mount Everest, like Mount Everest. I'm working my way through shards of soil. I'm carrying a shovel.
And that was Deep Sea Diver with Shovel, early 2025 album. I believe it came out in January.
Love that album.
So just a reminder, when you're making your year-end list, that Deep Sea Diver's Billboard Heart came out this year.
It's a good one. Is it on your list?
It's on my list.
Yeah, mine too.
Not sure where yet.
Okay. You're still shuffling.
Please don't ask me what number it is. I don't know.
Mostly, I just wanted to dedicate that to you because you dug yourself out of your driveway with your hands this
morning. Yeah, I could have used a shovel.
There are tools for that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had none. We receive support from the Bonner Eye Clinic with locations in Grand Rapids and Hibbing, offering cataract surgery, LASIK, and general eye exams. BonnerEyeClinic.com. Let us help you see clearly.
Support also comes from Minnesota Power, an elite company, envisioning a carbon-free future through their Energy Forward strategy. More at mnpower.com/energyforward.
And we want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite albums and tracks of 2025? You can text us at 218-326-1234. Tammy, before she left, she said that Deep Sea Diver and Jeff Tweedy's new one are her two favorite albums of the year.
Did you know that when you played Jeff Tweedy before she was on? And
I didn't know about the Jeff Tweedy. I knew that because she was a huge fan of Deep Sea Diver album when it came out. So I would have guessed that.
Okay. So that was a nice little music selection for Tammy.
Yeah, it's a Tammy-centric music show today.
Well, it should be because she's got this book swap that she's organizing. Yeah. And
in case you missed it, we were talking about the book swap event going on tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 here at the KBXE studio. Bring a book, take a book. And
how many books are you going to bring?
One, because I have a hard time letting go of books.
Right. That's right.
They all mean so much to me, and one day I'm going to reread them all.
Really? You're not going to. Do you have more books and albums? No way.
No way. What a question. What am I, a library?
I asked that just to have your answer be that. So that's why it's so hard for you to part with a book. You don't have many.
Yeah. I've only got one bookshelf's worth.
Oh,
really.
Boy. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. But, so we're going to have a very special guest join us after the 8 o'clock hour. Very excited. First-time guest on the Wednesday morning show. It's going to be a very exciting time. But first, we are going to hear from the set list, a look at the local music scene live shows that are going on this week.
This is the set list on KAXE, where we highlight live music around the area for the upcoming week. I'm Malachi Coons. We are taking a look at four shows this Friday and Saturday, December 12th and 13th, in Aiken, Virginia, LaPorte, and Bemidji. First up, Corey Medina is playing at Sampaguita in Aiken, Friday at 6 p.m. The blues singer and guitarist will be playing solo without the brothers, sharing stories and stripped-down versions of their blues rock tunes. It is Friday night, 6 p.m. at Sampaguita in Aiken, Corey Medina. At 7 o'clock, Rich and Jermaine are playing the Arrowhead Bar in Virginia. Musical and life partners Rich Mattson and Jermaine Gemberling play folk, rock, country, and more in their duo shows outside the North Stars. The Arrowhead is a newly remodeled venue in downtown Virginia that has been hosting live music regularly. It's Rich and Jermaine Friday night at 7 p.m. A final Friday show is the jam rock group Bumps on a Log at the Woodshed in LaPorte. They are a jam and funk duo of Garrett and Grant Radatz, who also play in groups like Forge North and Mudsong. This show is an ugly Christmas sweater party, Friday, 7 p.m. at the Woodshed in LaPorte. On to Saturday, Sam Miltich and the Clearwater Hot Club in trio form will be at Bridget's Irish Pub, bringing high-quality hot club, traditional jazz, and Balkan folk songs to Bemidji, Saturday at 6 o'clock. Do you have information on live music you'd like us to know about? Email comments at kaxc.org. The set list is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and we'll post the latest edition every Wednesday at kaxc.org.
Thank you. And don't worry, you can always check out the set list on our website, kaxe.org. You can also find the latest Up North report, Bright Spot, Area Voices, Fresh Picks, so much to look at on our website. And that's not including all the amazing news stories we have, the phonology reports.
And it changes all the time.
It's changing every day. Like, it's a website that you can go to that is, there's something new on the website every day.
You got to check it.
You got to check it. If you don't check it,
you snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose. Exactly. That is The Franchise, Jen Kellen. I am Andrew DeZingle. We receive support from L&M Fleet Supply.